Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, May 3rd, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. Verizon intends to sell its media group, which includes AOL and Yahoo, to the private equity firm Apollo Global Management in a deal worth up to $5 billion. The company will be rebranded as Yahoo, with Verizon keeping a 10% stake, expected to close in the second half of 2021. The Wall Street Journal sources say China's central bank and four other regulatory agencies told tech companies last week that they must no longer provide financial services beyond payments. The regulators told Tencent, which operates WeChat, ride-hailing company Didi Chuxing, and e-commerce platform JD.com, and 10 other companies, that bundling services like loans and interest-earning deposit accounts into their apps created risks for China's broader financial system. The Cyberspace Administration of China named 33 applications that violated rules on collecting personal information not relevant to services provided, like access to contact lists, including navigation apps from Baidu and Tencent. New regulations introduced in March banned apps from collecting unnecessary personal information, and the apps now have 10 working days to correct the issue or face penalties. The Facebook Oversight Board will announce its decision regarding former President Trump's account as of 9 a.m. Eastern Time on May 5th. The account was suspended indefinitely on January 7th, and the Oversight Board said it received over 9,000 public responses regarding the case. According to SEC filings from the British electronics startup Rockley Photonics, Apple was the company's largest customer over the past 2 years as part of an ongoing supply and development agreement. Rockley has been developing optical sensors to detect blood pressure, blood glucose, and blood alcohol levels, and according to the filing, the company expects to deliver final sensor samples to customers by the first half of 2022. A new report from Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo claims Apple is working on a foldable phone, currently set for release in 2023. Apple will reportedly use an 8-inch Samsung foldable OLED display in the device and expects to ship up to 20 million units in the first year of sales. The supermarket chain Kroger plans to launch a drone delivery pilot program for groceries and over-the-counter medications later this spring in Centerville, Ohio. Kroger will offer pre-made bundles of items meant to fit the size and weight restrictions of the drone, including baby care items and a s'mores bundle. Acer announced the first Chromebook with a Qualcomm Snapdragon 7C compute platform, the Acer Chromebook Spin 513, back in October, but the device is actually shipping later this week, starting at $349. The Spin 513 offers up to 14 hours of battery life, an optional LTE modem, a 13.3-inch 1080p touchscreen with 4GB of RAM and 64GB of storage. Facebook's head of Messenger, Stan Chudnovsky, said over 60% of eligible users on Instagram have opted into cross-app messaging with Messenger. The company eventually plans to integrate WhatsApp cross-app messaging, but needs to build end-to-end encryption into Messenger, which is not expected to be completed until 2022. Epic Games acquired the online marketplace for digital artist ArtStation, which Epic says will continue to operate as an independently branded platform. Epic reduced standard ArtStation fees on sold works from 30 to 12%, with Pro member fees reduced from 20 to 8%, and the ArtStation Learning section will be free for the rest of 2021. Security research at the University of Virginia and University of California, San Diego published details on three new Spectre vulnerabilities impacting all modern AMD and Intel processors with micro-op caches. No existing Spectre mitigations protect against these new flaws, with the researchers saying any new mitigations would likely incur a large performance penalty, but the exploits are limited to direct attacks and would be extremely difficult to perform. And finally, as part of the iFixit team's teardown of Apple's AirTags, the reviewers were able to drill a hole in the device for a keyring loop without damaging the device. The team used a 1/16 inch drill bit and cautioned to remove the battery before attempting. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Step onto the legendary clay courts of Roland Garros, where the world's best players battle it out for a chance to win the French Open title. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV, live in HD. Don't miss a moment with daily live coverage and match replays on demand, beginning Monday, May 20th. Be there for all the unforgettable moments. Stream now with Tennis Channel Plus.